This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this beautiful Wednesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and yes, we're just... On those tasty vibes. What's up? 585-252-9800. All of our friends are here.
Constantly eating the vibes. Constantly eating them. So delicious.
They are good. Where's our friends at this morning?
Who is here? We have a couple people weighing in, and you can be one of them. 585-252-9800. Gina's here. She says, good morning. I'm in my good vibes today because I'm off for the rest of the week, and I am so excited to let freedom ring on Friday. Let that freedom bell ring.
You got to do it.
So important. So important.
I know. I can't believe it's the fourth already, you guys.
I know.
That creeped up on us.
2 days.
I'm sorry. What did you say the other morning?
What?
Is looking at the calendar. Where are we at?
We're halfway through 2025. Only 6 months left till 2026.
You didn't word it that way, though. You worded it where it was enough to piss everyone off. You were like, guys, I can't believe New Year's is around the corner.
6 months away? Yeah. I know.
I was going to start playing Christmas music. I'm like, yeah.
It's really tough.
But this is the month. This is the month. There's a lot of celebrations, and people start celebrating Christmas in July.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Dan Mason, it'll be this month at some point. They do the Christmas in July camp out.
Yeah.
So important to camp out to Christmas music. I'm just kind of pissed that I don't have a tan. Like, there's been minimal sun. I don't have a tan. I look paler than ever before. Just haven't really been outside because it's been raining for the majority of the summer. So
it's been okay.
It's been horrid. It's been literally pitch black the other week. I'm like, okay. Oh God. I sent you a picture. I was like, have fun tonight at Marge's. It's literally darkest night. All right, who else is here? Jessica's here.
What's up, Jess?
She says, good morning. Vibes are high today. No reason, just feeling good. Oh, we love that moment for you. Where's Nico? Where's Steve? Where are you guys?
I don't know. It's payday for
them in months.
They don't really hit us up on payday. They're too busy spending all that cash.
I haven't heard from them in months, so I'm not sure if they hate us or what's happening here. But
hopefully they didn't get hit at work with a forklift.
What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. I had dinner last night at Velvet Belly with my buddy. I haven't been there in a long time. And I'm like, it's pretty good. Pretty good. But we got caught up on a lot of things. I haven't seen him in a couple weeks. And, you know, guys, too, also like to spill the tea.
Oh, yeah.
Men, too, also like to gossip.
They sure
so
do.
So we just needed a night to catch up on all the stuff we haven't been able to talk about, including people, places, and things. But it was fun. And then I went home and I watched the second to last episode of Squid Games. And then I went to bed with crippling anxiety.
Yeah. I finished Ginny and Georgia last night.
Oh, you did?
And I'm like, thank God this is over.
Yeah. You know who's probably happy it's over is your girlfriend.
No, Patrice is like, thank God this is over.
Were you satisfied with the ending?
No, never am. I mean,
is there going to be another season?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I also like don't need to, I don't need to keep watching.
No, you're probably
I'm
good.
I'm good. I think I got the gist. Yeah, well, good for you. Love that moment for you. My vibes, good. Gonna go look at a car today.
Hey-o.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah, we're hoping for the best for you. How many brakes can we do on your car breaking?
I mean, honestly, great content. Plot twist, I literally broke my car on purpose just to talk about it. I still haven't heard from the mechanic, so I don't know if it's like in the junkyard or what's happening, but these things happen. And then, yeah, I'm very excited for the 4th of July. Not as excited as I have been in past years, but I got some plans. I got some things in the works.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a nice weekend. And I think, looking at the Doppler, it's going to be a nice couple of days ahead of us.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. Coming up, guys, thank you for the vibes this morning. RG&E, New York State Electric and Gas, has both requested to do this one thing that's really got a lot of people upset. Can you guess what it is? I'll tell you about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Introducing the...
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Guys, 585-252-9800. Hit us up on the text line or the phones. I'm curious to know whose electric bill has gone up, because in just the last few months alone, RG&E and New York State Electric and Gas have both requested to charge more for their delivery of natural gas and electricity. Didn't they just do this?
Literally, they do it like every day.
The utility companies have submitted their request to the New York State Department of Public Service. That's the agency that regulates them. And here's what RG&E is requesting. Natural gas, an extra 1887 per month. That's a 22.2 increase. Electric, an extra $33 per month. That's a 26% increase. And here's what New York State Electric and Gas is requesting. Natural gas, $33. That's a 33.5% increase. And when it comes to electric, $33.12 per month. That's a 23% increase. I mean, the companies say they have thousands of miles of wire in aging substations and utility poles over 40 years old that all need to be modernized, which I mean, that does make sense. I could see why they would have to do upgrades on that. But
right.
What about all the businesses that they charged $400,000 for an electric bill? What,
right.
Where'd that money go?
What's happening?
They
here?
Also said they need to increase capacity to serve new business and support state electric mandates. So the rate increase proposal reflects a one-year rate case. Both companies have also provided 5 years of data that can be used to determine revenue requirements to support a settlement of up to 5 years. So whether this actually takes place or not, time will tell, because the New York State Department of Public Service has to approve it. But I don't see why they would honestly say no.
Right.
Yeah,
come
get here. Those increases. Get that money. Get your bags.
Pop that revenue.
Are you paying Fairport Electric? Are you in the grid?
Yeah, Fairport Electric. Yeah,
you do. I mean, what's your typical?
I don't typically pay it, but my girlfriend said it's no more than like $50.
Yeah, see, that's pretty good too.
Yeah,
my buddy just got a bill for his AC unit. It's been on for like 3 weeks, but it's like $750
for RG&E.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep our AC running all day, so...
Well, you also, it's not, you don't have central air either, but I don't know.
But it's still just the
electricity
wall unit that's plugged into the wall.
Yeah, it's electricity.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
What's going on? Yeah, it is crazy. But these things happen. You're kind of pigeonholed, if I'm being honest.
yeah, people are already kind of paying out the butt. And now with these increases, it's tough to say what their monthly bill is going to start looking like. Coming up on the show, what do you do when your toddler keeps trying to eat everything except food? We got one mom from Penfield who wrote in and says she's at her breaking point after her son polished off a half a box of crayons. We'll get to Hannah's message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We'll be $5,000.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Anyone have any tips or tricks on how to get your child to stop eating things that are not edible?
Oh, they get to that age where they just start putting everything in their mouth.
Kind of like rocks, for example. Hannah from Penfield says her 3-year-old son seems to love eating everything but food. Take a listen to the message. Also, 585-252-9800 is the number if you have any suggestions on how to tackle this situation, or especially if your kid's been through it. What did you do? Hannah writes in, "Hey, Moose and Breezy, I'm hoping other parents can help me out here, because I'm honestly exhausted. My son is almost three, and I cannot for the life of me get him to stop eating things that aren't food. Crayons, Play-Doh, paper. The other morning he tried to eat a rock at the playground." Oh, that is sounds like a sensory issue. Mm-hmm. "I've tried redirecting him. I've explained it's not safe. I've even taken things away. Nothing works. I'm constantly worried he's going to choke or get sick. Is this normal? Does anyone have tips that actually worked for them? Please tell me this phase ends at some point." I'm assuming it has to. All right. Go ahead, Breeze. What did you put in your mouth as a child?
What didn't I put in my mouth as a child? I don't know. I mean, I wasn't old enough to be like, and now I'll put this in my mouth.
We've all eaten Play-Doh, right? Is that safe to say? We all know it tastes like salt.
Oh my God. It's like not just like a little bit of salt. It's over the moon. Like, it'll ruin your tongue, salty.
Yeah.
Yes. I feel like Play-Doh is like the most curious thing that kids put in their mouth, and it is literally disgusting.
It is. And I don't think anyone, or as far as children, are doing this because they're hungry. I think it's just it's just the having something in their mouth. You know what I mean? They're so used to a bottle. They're so used to a pacifier. They need something.
Right. Yes.
Kind of like adults today with cigarettes. You quit smoking? You need something in your mouth.
Put
you need a toothpick, something.
Put it in your mouth.
Let's go over to some of your text messages coming in this morning, and thank you for weighing in. I appreciate that. Amanda was texting in first that said, "My daughter was obsessed with eating crayons and chalk for months." Chalk. We all eat Tums. What's the difference?
Yeah.
"We switched to non-toxic edible kind. We switched to non-toxic, which is the edible kind, just for peace of mind. And we wrote it out. It does pass, I promise.
Yeah.
But how long? When do kids stop eating things that aren't edible? 4, 5?
And I think that's the scariest part about being a parent. Not that I am one, but I can only imagine is like being so nervous that you have to watch your kid 24/7 because they are going to stick things in their mouth and you have no idea what it is. They can pick things off the ground. They can do whatever.
This is how kids, especially my niece and nephew, came down with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Ew.
Oh, it was disgusting. It just, yeah.
You know you can get
it's a common childhood
you
illness.
You can get that as an adult.
No, I didn't know that. How does that happen?
If you're around kids.
That's disgusting.
My friend literally just got it.
It's very contagious.
Yes. Yes, it is.
But it comes from animals. It comes from livestock.
Ew.
They don't even own a pet. Let's go over one of our listeners. Good morning, guys. My son did the same thing. Rocks, mulch. Play-Doh, mulch. You can't even let him outside. It's an absolute nightmare, but our pediatrician called it oral sensory seeking. Luckily, he grew out of it around 3 and a half. Trust me, he eventually will find all this stuff he is eating now tastes disgusting. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't remember as a kid putting a lot of like non-edible things in my mouth. The problem I had was sucking on my thumb.
You were a thumb sucker?
Big time. And
classic.
I was starting to develop eczema.
I would have pegged you as a thumb sucker for sure.
Well, thank you. And so my parents used to have to cover it in vinegar to get me to stop. My poor thumb. It was down to the bone.
Raw.
Yeah.
Raw.
Good morning, guys. Our daughter did the same thing. Tried to eat a battery.
Oh, God. And it also, it's like how many, like what size battery, right? Was it a D? Or was it one of those disc ones that goes in the back of your Apple TV remote?
Neither. It's a car battery. Oh. Anytime your son goes for a crayon or a paper, hand him a snack instead. Crunchy snacks like veggie straws, pretzels, or apple slices is the go-to. Keeps his mouth busy and helps him break the habit. Good luck, Mom. That's what worked for her. Thank you, Darlene. Unfortunately, enhanced supervision is the only thing, you guys. And you're going to have to draw together. Once they start to chew on the markers or crayons, you put it away immediately. Okay. Who's got the time for that?
Yeah.
They're going to want to draw 24/7.
Absolutely. They're artis, truly artis. I think it's just like really something that they have to grow out of. I don't think there's anything that you can do to be like, and now we're done doing that, Johnny.
So the twins, my brother and sister-in-law's kids, they're a year old now, and they want to put everything in their mouth, especially my phone. It's crazy. They will just go for it.
Talk about germs.
Yeah, well.
Your phone is the grossest thing that you own. Not you specifically. Just like
no, I know, and I'm the only one who actually wipes it down that I know of with antibacterial wipes. It's a weird flex.
Very weird flex.
Katie says,
congrats, bro.
Sometimes kids are looking for oral stimulation, chew toys, teething rings, or even frozen fruit in a mesh feeder can help satisfy that need without eating weird stuff like mulch. Yeah, you're
honestly,
right.
Honestly, I guess my question is like, did they have a passy? And if they did, at what age was that passy gone? And would you rather them just have a passy because it'll keep something in their mouth and it'll deter them from putting other things in their mouth? I mean, I know you're like 6 years old, sucking a passy is a little like over the top, but when I was young, I was addicted to my passy, as we know. And my mom was like, and now you're a big girl. I think I was going to kindergarten.
Yeah, you're a big girl.
She was like, and now you're a big girl. And we went to the dump and
She took you to the local dump.
It was very dramatic.
Yeah, she took you to the local landfill.
It was honestly a staple in my life. My
God.
Moment.
Jeez.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Yeah, go Bethy. Wow, yeah. That was a milestone for you. And see, you've never forgot that moment. You took the passy, you threw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Did the passy have a name?
I don't know. I don't remember, probably.
Patrice.
Patrice the passy.
And yeah, you know what's funny? A couple people are also texting in with the mesh feeder. That is their go-to. You throw a little pieces of food in there and they suck on that or eat that. And then they don't have to chew on batteries or mulch. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate that. All right, there you go, Hannah. Thank you for the message this morning for Parental Confidential. We'll do another one tomorrow morning on the show. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
98 PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.